The apple tree branch sympathized and looked at the little flowers blooming next to the fields and streams. At that time, the sun kissed the apple tree branch, a dandelion in the field, the abundant, beautiful flowers, and the shabby flowers, and said,
"Yes, there is a difference among everything. But throw away your prejudice and look ahead with a broad point of view. What do you think the poorest plant is?"
"A dandelion. People do not use it even for a bouquet, and it is so common that people trample it down carelessly. It is not different from a weed at all." At that time, children ran across the field, rolled about on the lawn, and picked and kissed the dandelions. They made necklaces and garlands of them. They looked wonderful with the golden flowers and green stems. The seeds stuck to the stalks of the dandelions, and they were as beautiful as white feathers. When the children blew out with a puff, the seeds of the dandelions fluttered away as if they had wings.
"Look at that. Now do you understand how beautiful those flowers are, and how much pleasure they can give us?"
the sun said to the apple tree branch. "They are only for children," the apple tree branch answered. At that time, an old lady dug in the ground of the field and picked the roots of the dandelions. "She will make tea. Take it to the doctor who makes medicine and earn money with the roots of the dandelions. But beauty is more valuable than those things. Only elected ones can join the kingdom of beauty. Not every plant can be the same, just as people can't be the same," the apple tree branch said. Later, some people came into the room. The countess, who brought the apple tree branch to the castle, was one of them. She brought a stalk of dandelion seeds much more carefully than when she brought the apple tree branch.
"Look at this! Isn't this beautiful? I will draw a picture of this dandelion with the apple tree branch. Everyone says that the apple tree branch is more beautiful, but this humble dandelion has a different kind of beauty. Even though the apple tree branch and the dandelion look different from each other, they are all beautiful."
The countess said, filled with admiration. The sun smiled and kissed the shabby dandelion and the apple tree branch. The apple tree branch blushed his own petals with shame.